Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1400 in the writing is Shir number 552. Baruch Hashem, Ushvach, Vahidot, Takadish Baruch. We hit another beautiful plateau. Shir number 1400. Thanks to Akadish Baruch Hu and for everybody listening. Okay, getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. Now, we're in the middle of the halachas of priority in brachas, kedima b'brachas, and so we're up to that. What are food items that are more that are whole? You have a whole item and you have a item. We started talking about this last year. You have a whole item, you have a piece of an item or a sliced item, like a piece of bread, right? Have a whole roll or have a piece or have a slice of bread. Food items that are whole are intrinsically more chashiv. They're more important than the broken piece or the slice. In other words, I have a whole roll or I have a piece of bread or I have a piece of a roll or I have a slice of rye bread. So the whole roll would be on a higher level. Therefore, the whole roll is more chashiv and then it's more chashiv than the slice of bread. Bottom line. Since the whole, and we'll see that that's what a person's supposed to make the bracha of hamaitzi. Now it's hamaitzi; it could be with anything. And we'll see what exactly do we mean by whole, by a complete item. What about it? Like, for example, just throwing out an example, a schnitzel. You know, schnitzel is really cut up meat, so is that considered whole? In general, we'll see that's also whole. It depends how people look at it. But a whole roll is a whole roll, right? The whole bilkula, whatever you want to call it. Therefore, the roll is more chashiv. Fine. So since the whole food, since the whole food items are more important, when it's whole, it's more important. The whole item takes precedence over the broken item when one is making the bracha. And it's not just by hamoitzi, not just by the roll. It applies to all foods, all brachas. Now, provided that the other item does not have any overriding importance, for example, like a shivas aminim, right? We spoke about in the past, if you have shivas aminim, that comes before, not before the bread, but if I'm eating only fruits and have whole fruits or pieces of fruits or whatever, right? So, but if one of the fruits are from the shivas aminim, so that would come before the whole fruit. So even if the shivas aminim, the item from the shivas aminim, for example, I have a fig, I cut it open to check it, whatever the case might be. So, but I would have to make the ha'etz on the fig before I make my ha'etz on the apple, even though the apple is a complete item. We spoke about that in the past due to the fact that the shivas aminim are on a higher level, even if they're not complete. Okay, so that's one exception. A whole item takes precedence, even if the slice or broken piece is larger and of better quality, right? So that's an important thing to keep in mind. The piece of bread or whatever might be better quality, or it might be a larger thing. It might be a small roll which is whole, but I have a piece of bread which is larger. So it wouldn't make a difference because of the fact that, again, a complete item takes precedence, even if the slice or broken piece of bread or whatever it might be is larger or of better quality, it would not matter. A complete item, shalem, is again what we call, what does it mean complete? We call it a shalem. Takes precedence over size, which is, we're going to see, is called gadol. Gadol, meaning the size, that's the last on the list, which we're going to see how that works. And naki, naki meaning the freshness of an item or better quality or so on. But when it's complete, when the other item is complete, now we're not talking about something that's inedible. We're talking about everything is edible. It's just one is a little bit larger or one is a little bit more fresher. But shalom comes first. Complete would always come first. And we spoke about in the past, that's due to the fact that it's plain and simple that a person, that gives more covet, more honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, making a bracha on a complete item. Now, if one is making the bracha of hamoitzi and they only have a slice or a piece of bread and they take it in, they take this piece in the hands, I only have a slice of rye bread, finished. I take it in my hands, I wash, whatever, I'm about to make hamoitzi to make the bracha, right? But one second, in the interim, I'm brought to my wife says, hey, here's a whole roll. What do you need a piece of sliver of rye bread? Here's a whole roll, right? They bring me a whole roll. Or somebody brings me, here's a roll. You take a piece of rye bread. But I did not make the bracha yet, right? So if I'm brought the complete roll before the person or whoever it is making the bracha actually makes the bracha, they should put down the roll. They should put down the slice of bread. Take the roll in the hands. You're supposed to hold the roll or any piece of bread that you're making a bracha on hamoitzi with all 10 fingers. Put down the slice. Make the bracha on the whole roll. In other words, take the roll. in your hands with all 10 fingers and make the bracha on that. Now, what about, you'll say, wait a second, I already made the bracha, what do I do now? If the person already made the bracha on the slice of bread, right, on the slice, and even though there's a piece, there's a whole roll, that they brought a whole roll or whatever, then they should eat a piece from, once they made the bracha, they should eat a piece of the slice of bread, because that's what they made the bracha on. The bracha has to be chal on that, the bracha has to take effect on that, which they made the bracha, and they eat a piece of that, and then they continue on with the roll. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha. Kol tuv.